Savannah asked, why isn't my audience engaging with my posts? And I'll tell you, Savannah, there's probably at least four different reasons that that could be, and we're going to break them down right now. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this...
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this.
Now my social media brings in revenue.
Over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post.
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and here in episode 11, we're answering another question from one of our Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs community. Savannah, who is in the UK, asked... why isn't my audience engaging with my posts? And if you've faced the same challenge that Savannah has been facing, first, know that you're not alone. Second, know that it is frustrating. It's kind of like if you showed up to put on a show on a stage every week and people just kept walking by and not actually stopping to listen or applaud or whatever you were looking for them to do. It can hurt your feelings. It can hurt your self-esteem and your ego. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of the times, the reason they're not engaging is not your fault. Sometimes it's your fault, right? Sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes it's not our fault. But let's go ahead and break down the four main reasons that audiences do not engage on social media so that you can know how to fix this for your business, okay? And the first reason is you may not have the right audience. So if you started, let's say, a Facebook business page and you do as Facebook recommends, they don't recommend this as much as they used to, but you invited all your friends and family to like your Facebook business page, but they're not your ideal customer, then they're not that likely to engage because you're posting about things for your business. And while they want to support you, they just may not be interested in those topics. Doesn't mean that our family and friends don't love us. Doesn't mean anything like that. It could just be that they didn't engage a couple of times. And then now the algorithm just sort of sorted your posts right out of their feed. So they don't even see them anymore. When you are building your social media platform, whatever channel it is, you want to make sure that you build it with the right people, the ideal people that want to go through and engage with whatever you're going to be posting. I just did a brand new tutorial about how to set up an Instagram business profile. And as I was going through setting it up, it was like, hey, do you want to add your contacts? Hey, do you want to connect with all your Facebook friends? Hey, like they just tried to get me to connect with all these people. And then, of course, what they would do on the other side is they would say, hey, Jerry Potter, your friend just set up this new Instagram account. Do you want to follow it? And it's like, no thanks, because I don't want those people following it. If I am posting things about social media and marketing and mindset and things for your business, and it's my cousin who doesn't have any interest in social media or having a business or anything like that, he's never going to engage with any of my content. So I don't want him there. So the first reason that people aren't engaging with your content may just be because you have the wrong people. Now, as far as fixing that goes, I mean, if it's all the wrong people because you changed businesses, sometimes it's just better to start a new page or profile. Otherwise, if you know who the wrong people are, you can go in and sort of like block them to kick them off in that way. But you do want to make sure that you're getting in front of the right people or people aren't going to engage. And remember, the way that the algorithms work, they show your post to a few people, and if they engage, they show it to a few more people. So the people who will engage may not ever see it because the people who don't engage or won't engage are the ones that are getting to be the judge for your content every time you put it out. You put something out and your cousin who doesn't care what you do doesn't engage and they go, well, they don't like this stuff. We're not going to show it to anybody else. All right. The second reason, Savannah, and for anybody else that your audience may not be engaging is they're not seeing your posts. Now, this ties a little bit into what we just talked about, but a lot of times when somebody says nobody engages, if it's on a platform like an Instagram business profile or a Facebook business page where we can go in and actually see how many people are seeing the posts, they're barely being seen by anyone. So that means you need to focus on getting your posts in front of people first. So for example, if you have no followers, then that means getting followers. If you have followers, but they're not engaging, then it might be the wrong audience, like we talked about. And if you just need more followers, then it might mean doing other things to bring more people to your profile or page, sending it to your email list, or mentioning it on your podcast, or spending some money to get in front of more people. Lots of ways that you can do that that we're not going to get into in this podcast. But if nobody is seeing your posts, then of course nobody's engaging, right? That's like, if I walk into the middle of the desert with nobody around and ask a question, how come nobody answers? Well, because nobody's there, right? All right, the third reason that audiences don't engage, and this one is the business owner's fault in most cases, because we don't ask for engagement. Now, this sounds obvious, but sometimes the reason your audience isn't engaging is simply because you haven't asked them to. People that are scrolling social media are busy and they're moving fast, so you need to make it easy for them, even if it's as simple as asking a question. Now, brands and businesses that have highly emotional content, whether it's emotional because it makes people laugh or cry or happy or sad or angry or anything like that, they can get engagement a lot of time without asking. But for most of our businesses, you need to ask for that engagement in some way. And the simpler you make it, the more likely they are to engage. So again, if you've got the right audience and people are actually seeing your posts and they're still not engaging, the next thing I would try is actually asking them to engage. And that makes a big difference. We talked a little bit more about making sure that you're asking them to engage and having a clear call to action in our last episode, episode 10, all about writing better social media posts. And you can check that out at streamlinerspodcast.com/10. That's the number 10, /10. Now, if those first three reasons aren't the reason that people aren't engaging for you, then it probably is this fourth one. So again, if you've gone through and you know you have the right audience, you know that they are seeing your posts, and you are asking them to engage, then the fourth reason is because they don't feel compelled to engage. They don't feel anything. And we just talked a couple minutes ago about how when people feel something, they take action. That's why brands that are emotionally infused tend to get a lot of engagement, even if they don't ask a question. When we feel an emotion of any kind, happiness, laughter, sadness, anger, we're more likely to take action and engage. And by the way, just to be clear, not suggesting you make your followers angry, but think about how you want them to feel when they read your post. I'll give you just a quick example here. Let's say you are going to ask a question. If your question is, so what does everybody think about clouds? My reaction would be, why are they asking that? I don't feel anything about clouds. And then I'm going to move on, right? But if you simply said, just to stay on the clouds theme, and I don't know why this has popped into my head, but if you simply said sunny and 90 degrees or cloudy and 40 degrees, which do you prefer? Now they feel something, right? And I'm not suggesting this is a great post. I'm just going with a boring topic like clouds. But at least then when I say that, you go, oh, I'll take sunny and 90. Or, oh, no, that's way too hot. I'll take cloudy and 40. There's an actual emotion attached to it. So you may just need to step up the efforts you take to get people to feel something. And adding your own opinion on anything is a good way to do that. And then again, try and make it something that people will have an opinion on other than clouds are a funny thing, wouldn't you say? Savannah, I hope that answers your question and helps you sort out why your audience isn't engaging. If you want to ask a question for us to answer here on the Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs podcast, just go to streamlinerspodcast.com/ask. Thank you so much for listening to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs. You can get more info about the show, links we mentioned in the show notes in your podcast app, or for this episode, you can go to streamlinerspodcast.com/11. That's the numerals 11. I really appreciate you listening. You're not only supporting me, but also my two tiny superheroes at home. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5 Minute Social Media and is produced by Candy Harper.